This is Twit.
So I do believe that we are all three of us are OnePlus users. Yep. I'm still rocking the OnePlus 7 Pro, and we heard earlier, you know, from David on the OnePlus 8, Flo on the OnePlus 8. So we're, you know, safe to say we're OnePlus fans. OnePlus is rumored to have a more affordable phone coming down the pipeline. This is very exciting, you know, because OnePlus originally came from this place of affordable phones, and then they kind of, you know, kind of ratcheted up like everybody else. So this phone is possibly called the OnePlus Z, or OnePlus Z, depending on where you're from. And it's rumored to launch in India next month. And leaks, mind you, leaks, not confirmations, suggest that it may feature a Snapdragon 765 processor, 5G support, 6 gig of RAM, 128 gig of storage. And on Friday, Pei tweeted an old promo for the 2014 OnePlus One, leading some to speculate that the OnePlus Z could have the same $299 starting price as the OnePlus One. A little blast in the past there. And it's possibly not slated for a U.S. release at all. This could be focused at emerging markets, India, that sort of thing, in terms of getting an affordable phone out there. So, David, what do you think? Is OnePlus going back to the affordable range with a $299 phone?
So I'll drop a little bit of an all about Android exclusive, we'll call it, because I haven't really talked about it. So from what I understand, the OnePlus Z or Nord or whatever the one call it, which if it's called Nord, actually that's quite fitting for a number of reasons. But what I've heard from people who I generally would trust is that this new affordable phone is being developed by a new division inside OnePlus. So the idea is they're going to operate as basically a sub company inside OnePlus, and that the Nord or Z, whatever it's called, is a phone that seeks to kind of return to OnePlus's roots a little bit and to look at, you know, what can we do with a price constraint more than what can we do just with available technology, period, which is OnePlus's model right now. The idea being, you know, we want to put the best things in our phones and we want to see what the price ends up being. Whereas when OnePlus started, you know, it was very obvious they were targeting a price and seeing what they could do within that price envelope, which is different. So I think that, you know, the Z or Nord makes sense in that respect. That said, you know, the Nord name makes sense to me because if you know anything about OnePlus co-founder and, you know, kind of the major PR and marketing person for OnePlus, Carl Pei, he is from a Nordic region. You know, that might be a bit of a connection there. And so what I've heard is that Carl has a pretty big hand in what's happening with this phone, and that perhaps that he will, you know, kind of be a guiding force for this new subdivision of the company. So that does make sense to me because the direction OnePlus has gone in recent years, obviously, is much more super premium. You know, in 2020, the OnePlus 8 lineup is obviously the most premium set of phones they've released to date. Mm-hmm. And they've also courted carriers more than ever here in the U.S. So I believe that, you know, whatever OnePlus does at this budget range is going to be firmly targeted at India and to an extent Europe. But I think their real market is India. I think this is a phone meant to compete with Redmi, which is a Xiaomi sub-brand, and Realme, which is an Oppo sub-brand. And I think those are the companies they're going after with this phone. And I think OnePlus is probably going to give them a run for their money.
Interesting. Well, I think that they've given a track record of being able to do that. You know, I think that, you know, like I've been a proponent of the affordable mid-range phone, and, you know, it's not like OnePlus hasn't created a presence in the market to give them advantageous approach to pricing, access to chips, you know, like they're pumping out enough. Like when it comes to supply chain, you know, it's all about volume, and it's all about, you know, like if you make and sell 100 phones, it's going to cost you much more than if you make and sell a million phones per unit, right? And so after all these years of building up their product line, they've built up that reputation and that supply chain. And so it seems like now that they're at a point where they've got that kind of, I don't know if it's critical mass, it's a bit of a, you know, kind of a, you know, buzzword or kind of, you know, concept to go against, but they've got a mass of customer base. Now they can reroute those resources towards savings, towards a more affordable device to further expand their reach and further expand their footprint. So it makes sense. I mean, I'm glad to see it. I wish it was an option here in the States, though.
Yeah, well, and I think, you know, oh, go ahead, Flo.
Well, I was just going to say, I mean, it depends on the carrier relationships too here in the US. And I would imagine just based on also kind of based on what I was skimming today with regards to this news, it doesn't sound like that would make much financial sense for OnePlus to come in with that, you know, product lineup. It just makes more sense maybe to focus on the flagship here in the US and, you know, kind of come in under the radar everywhere else in the world. There's, you know, if you go to a Metro PCS or like a smaller MVNO, the phones that you're going to see there are very different than the phones that you would get at a Verizon or AT&T contract. So makes sense.
Yeah, for sure. I think you're definitely right. And I think that the U.S. market is weird. So something that we always have to kind of think about when it comes to selling phones in the United States is that the United States is actually a very strange anomaly in the smartphone market globally. Like, we're super weird, you know, because of the availability of credit since phone installment plans became a thing. America has the most available credit to consumers in the world. You know, that's, you know, an established fact. And so it makes really expensive smartphones comparatively affordable for people on more restricted incomes, which is both a good and a bad thing because, you know, obviously, if you're buying a $1,000 phone, it's still a $1,000 phone, even if you pay for it over 24 months. And, you know, financial literacy is not something the U.S. is known for being very good at, but it affords a greater level of access to these kinds of phones. The other thing is that in the U.S., in the prepaid market especially, what carriers are losing on, you know, data rates and plan costs, they're trying to gain back on phones. So they typically at the prepaid level are either selling full MSRP high-end phones or full MSRP super low-end stuff with extra high margins. So when you see, for example, a phone like the LG Stylo 6, the Stylo line is very popular in America. It's basically a cut-rate Galaxy Note. But the margins on that phone are probably great for the carrier as long as they're selling in enough volume. Whereas when you look at something like a OnePlus Z, well, OnePlus's strategy here is probably going to be, we are going to cut the margin as thin as we think we can do it based on our brand value and the competition because we want to get market share. Well, if you're a U.S. prepaid carrier, you look at this phone and go, yeah, it's good, but it's too good. I don't want to stop losing all of the margin I'm making on these kind of crappy phones in order to sell a phone that's better than all the rest of them that doesn't make me any money. You know, that's not really incentivized for me. And so I think that's kind of why you see the OnePlus Z, you know, just not making sense in America while OnePlus is still pushing, you know, carrier partnerships. They obviously want to work with carriers because that's where most Americans buy their phones. So with OnePlus Z, they'd have a much harder sell with carriers. They'd also be in a bit of a no man's land in terms of the price zone in the U.S. Most Americans buy phones that are under $300 or over $700. Phones in that middle zone are kind of a no man's land, and that's pretty well established with the market research, and most analysts kind of agree with that idea. Even if that market is growing, it's not growing very fast. And OnePlus would like to stay focused, you know, on that high end because that's where the money is to be made, and that's kind of where the glory and success are to be found.